rest of the story. John and George were best friends, and they wanted to kill each other. I mean, literally. Both young men were musicians, both inseparable companions from the day they met. The trouble started that night at the opera. Now, John had written a work. It was called Cleopatra. Since John was also a talented tenor, he chose to sing the role of Antonius. John's main regret was that he couldn't perform in his own opera and conduct it at the same time, but since he could not do both, he naturally asked his best friend George to conduct it for him. George said he'd be delighted. But then came the evening of December 5. The singers were ready. The audience was seated. George was riffling the score, preparing to conduct. The curtain rose. There on stage was John, splendidly costumed, singing his heart out as Antonius. And the opera progressed smoothly until about half an hour before its conclusion. At that point in the plot, Antonius commits suicide. That meant John's performance was finished. And there were still 30 minutes left of his opera, so John decided he'd give the audience a special treat. He would relieve his friend George, and he would conduct the remainder of Cleopatra himself. Well, John hurried to his dressing room, and he changed into more appropriate attire. He strode out in front of the orchestra and said, "Thanks, George, I'll take over now." Well, George bristled. He had conducted the performance thus far, and he'd done quite well, thank you. Now, by heaven, nobody was going to talk him out of it and steal all of the applause. John became furious. It was he who had composed the opera. It was he whom the audience wanted to see. What John had not realized was that the same audience had seen and heard the brewing argument was beginning to take sides. Somebody in the third row spoke up, indicating that he were John, he'd not put up with a mere conductor's ego. Somebody else raised his voice in George's defense before anybody knew what had happened. We have these two best friends at the opera house exit preparing to fight a duel. I mean a real old-fashioned duel with real swords. Performance and audience members poured out from the exit into the adjacent marketplace, egging their favorites on, and the two young hotheads had at it. John executed a spectacular parry and thrust. George the same. Clashing metal rang out in the night. Passers-by joined the cheering throng. Suddenly, inexplicably, George faltered, dropped his guard, and John seized the opportunity, made a clean thrust directly at George's chest. A miracle, it would later be called, a miracle that both men survived to become better, closer friends than ever. And yet you now know that when they were young, when both men were 20, George's best friend, enraged, lunged at him with a sword during a duel. But because John's sword was deflected by a metal button on George's jacket, George lived. Because of a metal button on his jacket, George Friedrich Handel lived to compose The Messiah. And now you know the rest of the story.